My dad came over from Jamaica and set up his own HMO. So it's in my roots. And I came to a £1 course. It literally changed my life. Within a year, I've been able to get 5 rent-to-rents and bringing in about £3,000 a month. When you have a business partner, it goes beyond connecting with the pound size. How do you connect outside?
Yeah. The mentality of society is so warped and is set up in such a way that's going to keep people poor.
From working 4.5 days to then giving myself the option of just going back into employment 2 days, property worked. Since being in the academy, I've made my money back 3 times over.
How do you manage to juggle? Because you're still working, you've got your property business. How do you juggle all that and be a mom? Lamara!
Hey, Samuel.
Congrats on your success in property, but also you're having a baby next month.
I am having a baby next month. Thank you
very much. I still can't believe that you are due in a few weeks because you look like 3 months pregnant.
Thank you, but I definitely feel like I'm as pregnant as I am, though.
Yeah.
Definitely. The weight is there, but thank you for the compliment.
Well, you're looking amazing. And I had to drag you to come on the show.
You did.
You did not want to come on today.
I didn't want to come on today.
What was it that made you agree to come on Winners on a Wednesday?
Do you know what? To seize the moment when opportunities appear, just take them and don't allow fear to dictate what you choose to do.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I think I was listening to a message, a motivational message before I got yours, and it was like, seize opportunities, they'll come, take them. And then when you message, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So here I am. But
you've achieved great things in property and also within the Academy network. Yeah. Everybody talks so highly of you. I mean, every mastermind, your name will come up somewhere down the line. But, Lamara said this, or Lamara helped me with this. So what was it that made you get into property in the first place?
I've always had a passion for property. And when I think about my roots, my dad, you know, came over from Jamaica and set up his own HMO and was renting out his room. So it's in my roots. So it was always there. And I thought, well, how do I do it? How do I get into it? And then the opportunity presented itself when I was on maternity leave with my last baby. And I came to a £1 course. My friend Rowanita invited me to £1 course for rent to rent. And I thought, I have no idea what this is, but I'll just rock up. I rocked up. And literally, I thought, oh my gosh, this is my entry point in. I don't need to have thousands and thousands upon, you know, of pounds to be able to get into property. And I thought, amazing. So went to £1 course and then signed on to the boot camp. And that was a week long. And it literally changed my life. It gave me an opportunity to be able to get cash flow to be able to then build bigger. So I then went on from that to find an amazing business partner in the academy called Isabella. And we just really connect, not just because we're both good in business, but just connects on a human level. And for me, that's important when you're looking for a business partner.
Yeah.
And we've got 3 rent-to-rents together and I've got 2 more with my husband. So within a year, I've been able to get 5 rent-to-rents and bringing in about £3,000 a month. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. And you've sort of systemized them quite well as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we don't have a channel manager, so I channel manage them, but I just find it so much easier. So yeah, and it works around everything else that I do in life.
How many hours a week do you spend managing the 5 rent-to-rents?
Yeah, I would say probably an hour or just under an hour per day. So in total, that's about 7 hours, just under 7 hours, but a week, which is like nothing compared to an employee job.
And now you're transitioning into buy, refurbish, refinance.
Yes.
And what I love about your story is the passion and the reason behind it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just talking with you, I know we spent a couple of days together a few weeks back at my house.
Yes.
Doing a couple of days of coaching. Talk about your vision for what you're wanting to do within buy, refurbish, refinance.
Yeah. So I know I've always been called to work with young people. And aside from property, I'm a child psychologist and I've always just wanted to help young people that are experienced trauma. And so I always thought, how can I marry property and my purpose? So one of the things that I want to do is build HMOs and be able to provide accommodation for young people, whether it's those that are in care or mother and baby placement. So just being able to marry that passion of helping those to be able to just set up their own lives and show them that they can do anything. And it's not, they're not down and out, but it's about opportunity and knowing how to take action and just having the network. So literally that is my purpose, definitely. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that comes to fruition in the near future.
I'm really excited about that. And how do you find, like, you've already got 2 kids?
Yeah, and a third on the way.
Heavily pregnant with a third on the way. I mean, how do you manage to juggle? Because you're still working as an
educational psychologist, that's right.
Yeah. I know you're doing at least a couple of days on that. You've got your own business.
My own consultancy as well as a psychologist.
You've got your property business. Total, how many properties have you got in total? Is it five or seven?
I've got five properties in total plus one, which is a buy-to-let with my husband.
Yeah. So you've got six houses.
Yeah.
Which you're managing, running. How do you juggle all that and be a mom?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think one of the things that I was really drawn to when I came to the course was somebody called Hustlin. And I was like, how do you merge being a mum, life, and managing this? So what I realized, it's about how you organize your time and also not being fearful to just try something new and just having a good support network. I have to give an amazing shout out to my mum, who has just been a lifeline. I've got key people, my mum, my husband, who believed in what I was doing, and they didn't think it was mad, because sometimes people can think, are you going to do this? Are you crazy? But they believed in the vision and they just supported me. So that's how I managed to do it. My husband's amazing, Jason, and my mum has been such a great source of support. Right. Yeah.
That is so important. And I think a lot of the thing that, you know, there's a story that I hear a lot when people come up on Wednesday is my family thought I was crazy. They didn't believe me. But for you, your mum bought into the vision. How did you manage to convince her, or what was it that she saw about property or about you that made her buy in?
Yeah, great question. And because my mum's the older generation, she's in her 80s, but what she said to me is she always wanted to go into property herself, but she never created the opportunity. She had fear, and she said, Lamora, I like the fact that you just want to take the risk and do it. So she goes, I just want to support you, and if it means that I'm, you know, caring for the kids whilst you're out doing the courses and looking for things, I'll support you in that way. So because I think she didn't get to do it herself, she could see that I had that drive, and she just wanted to help to facilitate that. So I kind of kept it just to my mum, not sharing it with others in the family because they would think I was mad. So I just really weighed up who I shared what with and at what time, and I felt there was wisdom in that. And I think with other people who know now, it's because they see, and when they see, they ask questions, and then I'm happy to share and say, this is how you do it. You know, so it's been more of a thing of see and then say. But with those that I knew that would encourage me, I was able to trust them with it before it came to fruition.
Makes sense. And I do think you've got to be careful who you talk about business to with. Like if you're talking to people who you know don't get it, they're employment-minded people, don't even try, because they're just going to bring you down. And there's some people that you can spend 2 hours with, but maybe not 2 days.
That's right. And the synergy is just there.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I was at my mum's the other day and a friend of hers was there, but we just had the synergy and we were talking about property where we hadn't seen each other for years. We were back and forth in that hour just talking, but we laughed because we said we both got it. And not everybody do you have that synergy with. So it's just weighing up when, who, how.
Talk to me about how the business partnership with Isabella came into fruition. Isabella is well known again on the academy.
She's amazing lady.
A good friend of mine.
Amazing lady.
Talk to me about how that came about.
So I remember I was at an academy dinner and we were sat on the same table and we just connected about life, Samuel. We were talking about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and she was saying she'd given her son a copy to read. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'd not long read that book and it shifted my mind. And so we just connected about life. And then we saw each other again at another dinner. She goes, oh, Lamar, I've got this deal. And I was like, oh, okay, let's have a look at this deal. And when we looked at the numbers, I was quite interested. And so I went down to see her, spent an afternoon with her and her family. And we just found a connection and felt we'll go into the deal together. But importantly, we just worked well together. There was something about us respecting one another just as humans, respecting our lives outside of property, but also working well with a vision in property. Mm-hmm. And we almost naturally found our individual roles within the business. We just worked well together and it just came together quite easily. And her husband's very hands-on, so is mine. So her husband would do a lot of the DIY. Jay, my husband, would do a bit. It just really work, Samuel. So for me, it's about when you have a business partner, it goes beyond connecting with the pound signs. How do you connect outside? Because when things go wrong, it's knowing how do you resolve that stuff and can you do it amicably, talk through it, problem solve. And I can do all that with her, so it's an honor to work with her.
Like being a woman in business?
Haha.
Because that's something I'll never know firsthand. Do you think it's different?
Definitely, Samuel. Yeah. I use my eyes to observe and I see how men are received differently to women.
Yeah.
I even had a conversation the other day with one of the landlords, and my husband, when he became part of the conversation, the landlord responded so differently to Jay. And I said, Jay, did you notice how different he responded? She goes, no, Lamar, it's in your head. I said, no. I feel that for some reason, men seem to have, there's more weight that's held or you can command a space more than a woman, I think sometimes. Yeah. But not to say as a woman you can't. But it's being aware of that, and I feel I have to assert myself more.
Nicki Minaj says that sometimes if you're a woman and you say it and you're assertive, you're a bitch. If you're a man and you're assertive, you're a boss.
Right, that's it, exactly that. So it's trying to get the balance. So definitely, as a woman,
we've interestingly,
easy.
We've got at the last Academy dinner that we had, there was about 300 people there, and over half were women.
Wow, amazing!
Isn't that crazy?
It is, because I found sometimes in property, you're, as a woman, you're the minority.
Yeah, it is a men's. Yeah, literally, it is. If you go to like a landlord association meeting, or
men.
It is.
It's all men.
It is, and all middle-aged men.
Exactly, and then you're like, oh, here I am. So yeah, it's definitely been not easy to navigate, but being aware of the differences has helped me to know how I can present in those different contexts.
How do you present different?
I try and forget about the fear and just, you know, act as if and just put forward my point and say, this is what I think, and think less about what people may think about me.
Yeah.
So it's just about that confidence.
And I definitely don't agree with the people that say, oh, it's all in your head. I believe it's a thing. But I think at the same time, I think there might be advantages as well.
Do you? And what's that? That's interesting.
Well, all right. Now you put me on the spot.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
You're right. I'll give you a real life example, which I'm very embarrassed to say, but I'll share it for the value of the viewers. I'm not very hands-on with cars.
Okay.
And I don't even know what it was called, but I needed some oil in my car.
Mm.
I was with my wife, Amanda, and I couldn't get the cap open. And I was like, man, I can't get the cap open. So I was at a petrol station and there was a guy walking past. And I said, oh, excuse me. He was like, no, I'm busy. But I said to Amanda, I'm like, I think you're going to need to go and ask someone for some help here, because no one's going to want to come and stop me. I'm a reasonably big guy. They're just like, or even if they did, they'd just look at me with disdain, like, what is your problem? You can't even get... So when you're asking for help, sometimes I'll deliberately send Amanda, she's a pretty lady, and I'll just say, can you go and ask this? And she'll get things where I don't feel that people would give me the same time, the attention, the help, the support. But then I think also, I agree with your point, sometimes people might be stereotypical, or they might think when a man says something, it carries more weight maybe. And it's interesting because really it's nonsense, because...
Yeah.
Men and women, we're all humans, and you've got people who are super successful who are women in
That's
business,
right.
And you've got men who don't know anything about business.
That's
but there is a certain mindset within property that men know what they're doing. It's a man's game.
Yeah.
So, it's curious about your experiences with that.
Yeah, but no, you're right, and it's true. Maybe as a woman, you can kind of, oh, can I have a bit more help? But again, it's mindset, because in my own head, and it's probably about me asking for help, I'm getting better at it. But for me, I feel that I want to be in those contexts, but that I know stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So it's about how you want to present as well, and how you feel you're received. Yeah, and challenging, I think, social norms as well, or just those societal norms that you have in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to just challenge that and say, actually, that's what you think, but it's not that.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, smash it in the ballpark. So for me, it's a lot of self-development and mindset, Samuel. It's all about mindset, and just knowing what mindsets are you bringing to this. Are they hindering or are they helping your progress? So just weighing that up.
Did you find that as you got more and more deals, did you find that you were more assertive and did you change?
Yeah. Do you know what? I was reflecting on that over the last couple of days, and definitely going into property in the last year has shifted me so much as a person, so much. The self-development, the confidence, the, you know, being able to network in a way and not feel inferior as I had done previously. It shifted just my mind that anything is possible, and I'm no longer scared of like zeros upon zeros after numbers. So I'm just like, it's just numbers, it's money, but it's just numbers. So it's definitely boosted my confidence, and it's helped me in my work with psychology, the business side, just thinking, you know, Lamar, you're great.
Yeah.
And if there's something you don't know, go and find somebody and they can help you to know it. So in my head, there's no barrier, because there's always a way to find something out. Samuel, it's been life-changing. The last year of my life has been life-changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
That's great. And
yeah.
I think as well, for me, a lot of people say to me, you know, you've changed my life, but it's more than me. I've opened the door to a community
yeah.
and to an environment,
yeah.
you know. And I think that, you know, people sometimes people say, I'm shy. And I'm thinking, you might think you're shy. But when you're in a different environment with friends that you know that are not judging you, you're the life and soul of the party.
Yeah.
So sometimes people think, I'm not confident in business. I'm not good. I'm shy. I can't do this. I love to pull people out that I'm like, I see something in them.
Yeah.
And then see them in a different environment. And that's like you. Yeah. When you first came to the crash course, maybe I don't actually remember because there's a lot of people, but maybe you're like, oh, I'm new, what's this about? Yeah, but then actually when you take you out, put you in a different environment, and then it's like, whoa, networking with Isabella, securing deals, growing your bank, but also growing yourself.
This is incredible. And I think you're really, if you don't mind me saying, but really gifted at developing people. So yes, you create opportunities, but you're very gifted in seeing where people are at. And just whether it's that one sentence of saying, you know, that can kick somebody up the butt and say, you know, go for it. Because I remember you saying to me, I think in one mastermind, so, you know, Lamoris, what's your next deal? What are you finding? And I was like, oh, man. But it kicked me to really go and find, right, get on with those agents, you know, find a connection. And I ended up finding a rent in a couple of months. There's something about, you know, being able to just coach and really help people to be the best that they can be when they don't necessarily see it themselves, you know. So, I'm really thankful to the property network that you've created, but also the tools you've given us through your experience. Because I say to my husband, there's no excuse for us to ever be poor, because all of these skills that I've learned, it turns money, it brings money.
Yeah. How many deals have you sold?
I've sold about 10 deals in the last year. And that's been with my business partner, Isabella. And even that, Samuel, I was thinking, I don't want a deal sell. But then I realized having the tools, I was quite good at it. I'm good at building relationships. I've got a very good story that I share with agents that help them to know that I'm reputable, which I am, because you don't need to lie. But, you know, say who you are and people connect with authenticity. And also when you're honorable in business, people can, you know, really sense that out with you and will then want to make connections and do business because they trust you. So in seeing what all of my skill sets were and using in property, it's helped me to then, you know, to earn money.
Yeah. What do you think some of the misconceptions are about business or about money that stop people from being successful?
I would say fear, self-fear of thinking, oh, I can't do it, or if they get it, how do they sustain it? Or how do they, the money that they get, how do they then create more? Just not having the knowledge around that. So I think it's just around lack of knowledge, Samuel, I think to answer that, it's about lack of knowledge. But once you know how, and even if you don't know how, it's the confidence to ask and say, do you know what, I don't know how, but I see that you know. You know, can you help me, you know, bring me on the network?
I see huge problems just in society with lack of financial education, with cost of living crisis, wages not going up. And I'm genuinely concerned for the average person.
Yeah.
I mean, in London, I think Sadiq Khan said that next year, the predictions for the average rent in London is $2,500.
Wow.
But that's not including bills.
It's crazy.
That's like a whole salary gone just on rent.
That's it.
And Sadiq Khan's saying, we need to freeze rent. And I'm thinking, well, that's not going to solve the problem. People need to actually be thinking, how can I make more money? Even if it's in their workplace.
That's all right.
How can I become more valuable? How can I get a pay rise? How can I be more assertive? How can I be entrepreneurial? How can I actually produce more?
That's right.
And we don't learn that in schools.
No, we don't. And that's why it's about, you know, educating yourself outside of the school system. Because I remember learning about Pythagoras. I've never used that in life.
Yeah.
But what I have learned is, how do you creatively create different side incomes? Look at your skill set. You know, with your skill set, you've got great strengths. How can you use that to turn money? Everybody's got the capacity and potential to turn money aside from their employment.
Yeah.
And it's just knowing how, and also investing in yourself, you know, getting a mentor, joining a group where you can learn more. It's being open to learning and not just thinking it will fall in your lap. But sometimes you've got to move your feet to find what it is that you need.
Yeah. That's another thing about education, is that it's accepted and celebrated if somebody goes to university.
Yeah.
Right. Even if they're going to university with no plan.
Yeah.
With no idea what they want to do, and they're just partying, but they're getting into debt to do it, spending tens of thousands of pounds, everybody claps. Yeah. But then as soon as you go, oh, I just spent a couple thousand on a property investment course where I'm going to be opened up to loads of new people, network, learn loads of new skills that are cutting edge, that are going to help me become financially independent in property, people are going to say, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality of society is so warped and is set up in such a way that's going to keep people poor. I just find it crazy. How, as a mom, how are you going to educate your kids about finance?
Love the question. A big part of it is modelling. So, you know, we've taken them to our rent-to-rents where they've sat playing their games whilst we're decorating, you know, so bringing them with us in the room and not just saying what we do, but them seeing, because they learn so much from what they see us do rather than, oh, I did that. So bringing them in the room, and then as they get older, because mine are quite young, then talking to them about how they can get their money to make more money. It's not just about it sitting in the bank, but how can they go and build, you know, interest on that? What might they invest in? And also risk taking with money. That it doesn't, you know, it's about taking, yes, calculated risk, but just nevertheless taking risks. Yeah. And also helping them to understand how they can challenge societal norms, because that's what it is. It's all about what is normal and what is the dominant discourse out there. But the reality is, to be different, you've got to challenge what the majority are saying. And sometimes they'll say you're mad, but actually when you get down the road, great decision. So it's the confidence to be different, to be different. Mm-hmm. And that's, for me, what one of the legacies I want to teach our children: be different. Don't feel that you need to go with the crowd, because that doesn't always cut it.
Yeah.
Be confident to be you and be different.
Do you reckon, have you had to have a thick skin? I'm just thinking, because even getting property deals, there's a lot of rejection.
Oh, mate.
And then there's family or friends or the stresses. Yeah. And I think that a lot of people want to be liked, and they want everybody to just like them, and they just want to fit in and be normal.
Yeah.
And but actually, when you put your neck out on the line, when you put your head above the parapet, people coming to chop it off real fast.
Well, this is it. And I think it's that thing of just not worrying about what people think of you, but doing what you know is in here and having the confidence just to execute that.
Did any stories come to mind? Any horror stories?
It did. And I was thinking about the failures that I've experienced in business as well. And sometimes it can be a case of, oh, don't talk about those. But I've, you know, of late been thinking, actually, those have been my greatest learning points.
Sure.
And, you know, there were a couple of situations just through relationships that I had with others where, you know, money wasn't exchanged and a bit of money was lost. But what I learned was those were valuable moments, teaching moments for me about relationships with people, but also for me about honorability in business. Don't just say something, but do what you say.
Yeah.
And so one of my values in business is be honorable. If you're going to say it, fulfill it. And if you can't, then equally say it. So for me, those are my learning gems that I'm taking from it. And I'll continue to learn more. But for me, it's the failures have taught me about, well, what are my values in business? What am I going to be renowned for? Mm. You know, I want to be renowned for being, you can trust me that if I say something, I'm going to carry it through. And if I can't, I'll say it, but I'll be honest. You know, money follows honorability.
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to duck and dive, I don't think, you know, it may money may follow for a bit, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about building that generational wealth.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good lesson. What was the moment when you realized that the whole property thing was working? You're like, okay, this is working now.
Oh my gosh. Good question. Wow. When we started making money in the business account, I remember our first property had gone live in the June. And then by the August, we had like 6-7K in there, basically from putting this property on Airbnb and having contractors in. I was like, my goodness, this is literally, you know, in less than, you know, 8 weeks. So that's when it became real. And I thought, this, it works. It works. Yeah. And so from that, I never doubted, because it's about your capacity to take something and make it real and apply it.
Yeah.
Because you can have something but not apply it and it not be worth a thing.
Yeah.
So what, for me, it was that conviction, this stuff works, just keep going, keep looking, keep connecting. And so that will be my mentality as my property career goes on. Just keep going, connecting.
What does your mom think about your success in property and what you've achieved?
She's so proud of me. Even when I told her about today, she goes, Mara, I'm so proud of you. And that means so much, not just because she's my mom, but at the minute she's unwell, she has cancer. So for me, it just shows about, you have time in life and how do you use it? How do you make time count? And so the fact that she's so proud of me is because she's happy that I've been using time, you know, in a precious way and not just thinking, oh, I'll do property next year or the year after.
Yeah.
It's like now is the time because, you know, tomorrow isn't promised to anybody, none of us, whether you're old or young. And that's what I've realized. So it means so much that she's proud because she realizes that anything can happen. And so just seize the moment, take action.
What was like the strongest reason that got you wanting to start a property business?
I would say the strongest reason was, I remember I was going on maternity leave with my last daughter. And at that point in employment, I just felt quite frustrated. I felt quite low emotionally as well. I felt I wasn't necessarily being heard. And then I thought, I've got two kids. A lot of my time has been sucked into my employment. There must be more. And I know I love psychology because I'm called to do it. But equally, when you're given a family, you know, you're also entrusted to raise them and be present, mm-hmm. you know. And so I thought, what am I going to do? I'm going on maternity leave. Can I learn something new? So in going to the crash course, I realized this is the vehicle to use my year to learn something new and to try it. And it's better to try something and fail to then just think, oh, I wonder what that would have been like. So I literally threw myself into it in my maternity year, not having to worry about anything else in terms of my employment or psychology. And that's literally how I made it successful. I just literally threw myself in and said, you know, if I can make this successful and have the option at the end of the year to be in employment fewer days and spend more time with my kids, then for me, it's worked. And so I end up going back to work just 2 days. So from working four and a half days to then giving myself the option of just going back into employment 2 days, for me, property worked.
Yeah.
Because there must have been something there, you know.
I think property is a vehicle.
Oh, huge, huge vehicle, huge vehicle. And it's just about having the confidence to try and connecting, because it works, Samuel. So now I'm more entrepreneurial than I am employed. And I see myself in the next, you know, year or so just being totally entrepreneurial, being in property and connecting my psychology and property together. So,
which is so exciting.
I'm so, so excited about
that.
And it will be huge. It will be huge. And so, you know, my husband's an electrician as well. So he's very hands-on and great with building stuff. So looking forward to that powerhouse.
How did you justify investing so much money into your education?
Oh, it was definitely a game of faith. In my head, because I spent that money, I was like, Lamara, you need to make this work. Mm-hmm. Like, you spent, you know, 10K, you need to make this work. It literally gave me the impetus to just go, yeah. get as much as I can. And I think if it was only, you know, 1K or 50 quid, I don't think I would have been as invested. So it was the amount of money that I paid that made me think, Lamara, this has got to work and you've got to make it work fast. And since, you know, being in the academy, I've made my money back three times over.
So, and now you're set up so you only have to work 2 days.
Well, this is it. Exactly. So I think it's what you're required to invest in the outset that I think can determine your level of motivation and commitment. So for me, it was because I invested that amount. I was like, there's no place for failure. And if you're not sure, you better go find somebody because you need to make sure you get, you know, get your money's worth. And I definitely got my money's worth over and over.
I'm glad. We try our best. You know, and I had a good time at the 2 days coaching as well. That was really...
Oh, amazing.
What happened?
Amazing. Gosh, it was a time of where we were all together, a small group of us, and we're thinking about what are our broader goals for property and just being able to learn from other people's experiences, but also think about, well, what will my future look like? And so for me, I left knowing that it's about doing BRRs and connecting that with my psychology and just knowing that it's all possible. It's just about connecting and building those relationships and seeing it through. So it was character building and life changing. And it was, again, all about mindset. Where is your mind? Keep your mind positive. Keep yourself in the right environment. Mm. Oh, huge thing.
What do you want to be remembered for?
Being honourable in business and truly changing lives. So just through property. So just, yeah, being honourable, being a person of their word, being trustworthy and just changing people's lives, not because of who I am, but because of the opportunities that I can create for other people and for them to find out about themselves. So those, I would say, yeah, that's what I want to be remembered for.
Well, I think you did a great job. I'm really glad to have you on the Academy because you've been a massive asset. And hopefully it wasn't too bad coming on. And I told you it wouldn't be too bad. You've killed it. And I'm really excited to watch it back and hopefully it will inspire a lot of people. So thank you, Lamara. Oh,
thank you, Samuel, and to the team.